going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we return to good old Maskistan. Now, the topic that I'm going to be covering with this particular article is something that is extremely common. However, far too many women get away with this. And what is that? The false allegation. Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, we have the perfect scenario. And what do I mean? I'm going to share that when I'm done with this article that was published on the 13th of September. Couple arrested for offlining man's ex-girlfriend, dumping her body in Gujarat. A couple offlines someone. Now, the first question that you would ask, why? Well, I'm going to get into that. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man and his wife have been arrested for allegedly offlining his former girlfriend, a hairstylist, after she refused to withdraw a rape complaint against him. The couple disposed of her body in Gujarat. Gentlemen, over the years, whenever it came to this particular topic, the false rape allegation, I have always said this, and I've made sure every woman in my presence was crystal clear when I said this. If a woman ever falsely accused me of this, then guess what? She's going to spend the rest of her life running. Why? Because I will take matters into my own hands. Remember what Emily Linden said, gentlemen? It doesn't matter if a few innocent men lose their freedom, as long as the patriarchy is dismantled. That's a price that she's willing to pay. Yeah, in my humble opinion, false rape allegations need to be put in jail. However, once again, we live in a world so twisted that all a woman has to do is point her finger, say those magical words, "He raped me," and that man's life is totally destroyed, even if he's 100% innocent, a la Brian Banks. The Nigoan police on Tuesday arrested a man and his wife who allegedly offlined his former girlfriend, a 29-year-old hairstylist, after she refused to withdraw a rape complaint that she filed against him 5 years ago. The couple had allegedly disposed of her body at party in Valsad district of Gujarat, around 180 kilometers from Mumbai. Gentlemen, this is a very lengthy article. However, I'm going to hit the main bullet points. According to the police, Naina Mahat, a Nepalese national, came to Mumbai along with her brother and sister in 2016. Mahat, who worked as a hairstylist in Bollywood, met the accused, Manohar Shukla, 34, a costume fittings man, on a film set in 2016. The two had an affair until 2019 when Shukla married another woman, Purnima, 30. Angry, Mahat approached the Wildlife Police, and based on her complaint, a case of rape under Section 376 of Indian Penal Code was registered against Shukla. Okay, so this woman was a side chick. Whatever happened to the days of the side chick who knew her role and played her position? Now, of course, I gotta give Mr. Shukla some smoke because more than likely, he sold her a dream. However, far too many women, they love being told beautiful lies instead of the ugly truth, which is why so many women end up being side chicks. And fellas, I've always said this, do not sell a woman a dream. Give her the skinny, give her the straight and narrow, and let her decide. Police officers said the termination, which occurred on August 9th, came to light after Mahat's elder sister, Jaya, filed a missing persons complaint. Jaya, who is a makeup artist, said that she was in Kandala for a shoot when she learned that Naina was not reachable. Padmaha Bade, or Body, just say Body, Assistant Commissioner of Police, said they scanned the CCTV footage of C1 building in Suntec City where Naya stayed. The recording of August 9th showed Shukla and Purnima, along with their 2-year-old child and a blue travel suitcase, exiting the building lift, she said. After detaining Shukla and questioning him on Monday, the police found out that Shukla and his wife had offlined Mahat and stuffed her body in the suitcase, which was disposed of in the bushes of Pardi. According to Body, Shukla revealed that in 2019, Mahat and he had gone to Jeev Dhani Temple where they had a fight after he told her that he was getting married to another woman. Shukla had assaulted Mahat, after which a case under Section 324 of IPC was registered against him at Virar Police Station. Later in 2019, when Shukla married Purnima, Mahat filed a complaint and a rape case was registered against Shukla. He was arrested and he spent around 1 month behind bars before getting out on bail. That right there, gentlemen, that set him off. Not immediately, but the fuse was lit. This woman pretty much said, you're not going to do what I want you to do, so therefore, I'm going to use the system against you. Mahat was not ready to withdraw the complaint unless he married her after divorcing Purnima or gave her a monthly allowance. Yeah. Talk about using the gun of the state. On August 9th, Shukla and Purnima landed at Mahat's flat and began torturing her to withdraw the complaint. A police officer from Nigoan Police Station said and added that, quote unquote, during the fight, Shukla submerged Mahat's head in a bucket of water several times. When she fell unconscious, the couple left the flat. So, like a witch, he decided to dunk her in water. Oh, well. A few hours later, when Shukla returned to check on Mahat, he found her collapsed on the floor. He checked her heartbeat and found that Mahat had been deleted. The police officer said, the police arrested the couple around 2 a.m. on Tuesday and produced them before the Versailles court in the afternoon. The court has remanded them in police custody until September 16th. My. Well. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. When it comes to false allegations, women are rarely, if ever, held accountable. Women know that they have that particular card in their deck, and whenever they feel like it, they can use it. Gentlemen, in my humble opinion, this is another reason why men are disengaging from modern women. If you go into a relationship, you have to understand that that woman has that ultimate silver bullet that she can use against you, which is why so many men are still pussified nowadays. But hey, this man did exactly what more men should do. Yes, I'm saying it. I myself stand on this. Until the system is ready to punish false allegations, then guess what? When the man who was falsely accused take matters into his own hands, guess what? He should be let go. Why? Because that accusation alone is enough to completely and totally destroy a man's life. Why? Because he's always going to have that scarlet letter on his damn name. Hey, ladies, you want to fight dirty? Guess what? I think men need to start fighting dirty as damn well. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, I'm going to give this a 15 because they went to her place and offlined her. Method of execution. This one is very interesting. Let's just call this the water of woe. And I'm going to give that a 15 as well. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 10. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a 25. Why? Because him dunking her head in that water, yeah, that was not a good way to go, nor was it quick. So, Manohar, the madman Shukla, gets a score of 65. Gentlemen, what did I mean when I said this was the perfect scenario? Well, the scorned woman met the man who finally decided he had nothing left to lose. Yeah. Who came out on top? That's right. The man with nothing left to lose. You see, ladies, that stupid phrase, hell had no fury like a woman scorned, is another one of these bullshit idioms that was pushed by Hollywood. However, the woman typically can't do anything by herself. She needs an entire system to impose her will onto a man, i.e. the police, white knights, simps. The man with nothing left to lose, guess what? He's going to handle business by himself. He's going to take the action. So yeah, every time I hear that phrase, well, hell had no fury like a woman scorned, I say, yeah, wait till she meets the man with nothing left to lose. Wait till she puts a man into that position. Guess what? All bets are off. That man is going to take matters into his own hands. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who think that you're going to be able to continue to hide behind the false allegation, understand this. And you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have by that false allegation, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that a man is not going to take matters into his own hands after being falsely accused, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, since society will not punish you, ladies, guess what? The man that you falsely accused, think about it. There's a 50-50% chance that that man might take matters into his own hands. Personally, I've always said this, and I will continue to stand by this. If a woman uses a false allegation to ruin my life figuratively, guess what? I'm going to go ahead and go to prison for something that I did do versus something that I didn't do. You can figure it out for yourself what I mean by that. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.